"You should have realized," said Lupin quietly, "if Voldemort didn't kill you, we would. Good-bye, Peter." Hermione covered her face with her hands and turned to the wall. "No!" Harry yelled. He ran forwards, placing himself in front of Pettigrew, facing the wands. "You can't kill him," he said breathlessly. "You can't." Black and Lupin both looked staggered. "Harry, this piece of vermin is the reason you have no parents," Black snarled. "This cringing bit of filth would have seen you die, too, without turning a hair. You heard him. His own stinking skin meant more to him than your whole family." "I know," Harry panted. "We'll take him up to the castle. We'll hand him over to the Dementors. He can go to Azkaban. Just don't kill him."
"Harry!"
gasped Pettigrew, and he flung his arms around Harry's knees.
"You... thank you. It's more than I deserve. Thank you."
"Get off me!" Harry spat, throwing Pettigrew's hands off him in disgust. "I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it because I don't reckon my dad would have wanted his best friends to become killers. Just for you,